Well, first of all, congratulations to Iowa State, you know, who had a really good year. You know, their regular season's over now, but I think he just did an outstanding job with that program, with all that they've been going through last year and coaching changes and those type of things. I'm very proud of our football team, first of all, for our seniors. You know, this was a real emotional day, you know, for me, as it always is. And, you know, I'm really feel good that they can come out of the zoo here, their last game here, with a victory. They have never, you know, that means an awful lot to me personally. I think it meant a lot to the players, and I'm very appreciative of them. It was a great fourth quarter win. You know, you don't want to be in the fourth quarter and have to win football games. But those kind of wins also, you know, help you the rest of this year. And since we got so many players coming back next year, this helps. It helps you get a confidence level that, you know, you can be down at 7 points at halftime, still come back and win a game. And I think a lot of players did a lot of good things today. And we did a lot of things, I think, in the fourth quarter to win the football game, defensively, offensively, and kicking game.
Gary, did you feel like you guys played pretty well today and had the sense of a good back-to-back games?
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, we're making some mistakes. You have a fumble, and you know, you might miss an assignment, but that doesn't mean you're not playing well. It means, I think, I give Iowa State some credit too. And you know, they as they were staying in the game, you know, they got that big play at the end. You know, momentum wise for them, that's huge for them. Kind of like we did. When we were at K-State last week. We got a big play at the end of the half. No, I think overall it's really you know, to be down halftime and to be able to come back and win the football game, and not only in the third quarter, they had one long drive against our defense in the second half, but the rest of the time I think our defense did a lot of good things. And then offensively, having to be able to run the ball, having to be able to score, not come away with a three, get that seven at the end to take a 10-point lead was huge. And so there's a lot of good things. And, you know, this is a difficult business. If you'd asked me at halftime, I could easily have explained that to you. But I'm proud of our team. You know, we did the things necessary to win.
Did Derek Washington, how bad is that concussion?
He's got a concussion. I don't know the extent of it. I mean, you know, if I flash fingers in front, he can count them, so that's good right now. But, you know, we'll find out. You know, our medical staff makes all those decisions. And, you know, we'll do what's right, you know, medically what's right and what's right for him. And hopefully he'll be okay. They go through a set of tests. Making sure that Rex Sharp and our medical staff do a great job of handling those concussion issues. Yeah, I think it was. I'm not positive. I think it was. It was. I'm not sure. A lot of things were going on out there at the time, but I'm almost certain it was. I just got the headset. We have communication wise. It comes to me, and I communicate to everybody. So kicking game's taken care of. We know as far as substitution and everything. We're very organized how we do that. And I'm not sure exactly when it happened. Well, it's very hard to win double-digit games, okay? You know, we got a huge game next week. You know, if we're fortunate enough to be able to win that, and that will be a battle, as we all know. You know, a 9-win would be a top 10 winning seasons in Mizzou history. These guys tied the last year's team this today with the most wins 4 years in a row. And if we can get one more win, they'll be the winningest group of four-year players that have ever been here, which raises the bar a little bit for our program, you know, which raises it, which you pass down. And you know, I think they did a lot of great things. It's a small class. You know, we only had five guys in the depth with the injuries. We only had five guys in the depth going into this to this football game. With Hardy Ricks was out, you know, counting Hardy Ricks as a senior and JP, those guys, you know, were up in there, not now. They put so much into this, and you don't have a good football team or good program unless you get players that just absolutely love it and make remarkable amount of personal sacrifices, and that you pass that down too. That was great, wasn't it? And you know, that ball got knocked out, and as he continues to mature, you can see how good he's going to be. But certainly that great catch and throw down the sideline there. And then Denario, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know what to say. I just wish he was a junior. I'm so proud of him. I mean, you talk about a creature, a guy that just, I mean, just athletically compared to almost anybody, he just stands out, you know, just a remarkable athlete. And you know what? And he's such a great competitor. So I'm very, very happy for him.
On Jackson, was it a case of him making himself step up, or was it partially you guys said you have to?
I think it was a little bit of both. I've been on him for like six weeks on this. Even after last week's game in the locker room, you know, he made some plays last week against K-State, and I said, you know what, heck of a game, but you can be better. Now, I don't know if he wanted to hear that. You know, he just wanted to hear the other. But you know, shoot, it's my job to motivate kids, and you can be better. And he fumbled. He turned the ball over. You know, you're gonna make mistakes. That was we had the ball three times inside the 40-yard line in the first half, and we did not get 8 points. I think we went out on downs once. I didn't, you know, because I went for a field goal and we didn't make it. And I think we punted once. And I think we turned the ball over once. So we had three times inside the 40-yard line the first half, and we got no points. So what we're doing at halftime, saying we're doing all the right things, we're stopping ourselves, and we were. And so I could kid around with you and say, like, we spent an extra long time on halftime adjustments today. And I mean, we actually asked the players to come in and give us their opinions, and but I would not do that.
Gary, do you have a reaction to the Mangino?
No, I have no comment except he's a colleague, and it's this is I feel for him. It's a tough business. Yeah, and we got some other, you know, we got some receivers who are redshirting too. That I think a couple of high level guys, a couple of guys are. And we got, you know, I don't know. It's time to talk about the future, but you know, we have a pretty young football team. But I just really want to finish this. I want to finish this. If we can get some momentum going and really take this, we all know how big this next game's going to be. You know, just because it's KU, I mean, that's all you have to say. But. You know, it's this win for, because most all these guys are coming back. This win like this really is, it gives you a confidence level. We got what we call fourth quarter victories. We had one in the game day and in our locker room where you put up the score and you put the helmet of the team you played. And you know how many fourths? I think we've had 23 since we've been here. This will be 24. And those games, you flop those games, and you know, Coach Thompson's sitting here, not Coach Pinkel. So, I mean, you got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to win games in the fourth quarter. I think that really, all those young kids see and feel this, and I think it'll help.
This is the second week in a row you guys played really well in the second half after that stretch. I mean, have you seen anything different?
Why? I give the credit to the players. I think they're just executing. You know, I think they're doing a good job. I mean, I'd like to tell you it was something special, but if I'd have known, I'd have fixed it a lot quicker when we did. And you know, it just I don't have anything to say. I think we executed well, and I think you give our players credit.
Could it be a healthy quarterback?
Well, now I'll pause there. There's no question about it. If you want to ask me, I usually ask questions about Blaine. You continue to see him, you know, doing a lot of good quarterbacking. He's doing a lot of the things right as far as managing the team out there and making plays and making decisions. He forced a couple footballs today, but you're going to do that, and hopefully you don't do too many of that. He also now, instead of getting stuck back there, he can run for a first down, run here, the big first down at the end, use him for the fourth and one. And also I'm disappointed you didn't ask me about the fourth and ones, because if I wouldn't have made those two. I was going to pause before I came here and call Bill Belichick. And because I'm sitting there looking at him, he's nuts, and I'm sitting myself on that sideline. I say, you are psycho, especially the last one where they could, you know, with a field goal. But so anyway, but they worked. Our players executed. Getting back to Blaine, I think he's doing a lot of great things: quarterbacking, managing the game, making good decisions, making plays, and just, you know, Dave Yost, great coach, and he's a good young player, and it's nice to see that. And there's no question about. He's obviously a lot different player being healthy.
Yeah,
one to the lineman. I've never seen that. I've never seen the play. So, you know, I'm going crazy out there. They threw it backwards, so it was considered a run. You know, shoot, we're going to put that in next week. I've never seen it. I've never seen the play. I don't know. I don't know when I'll throw it to Elvis or somebody. Or, honestly, guys, I've never seen the play, and it worked. It was a great play. No, well, I don't know what it was, but I've never. You think you would see that all the time, but you know what? Stay tuned.
What's that?
Well, I don't say that because they'd all battle for that. Yes. Well, we got. I think we got 200 yards rushing. I think when we had to run the football, obviously threw the ball well, but when we had to run the football, we did. And I think that's really important. I think you know, you're there, and we had to get to, you know, that last touchdown, you know, making a 2-score game. You know, it just changes everything. And being able to get that in the end zone, being able to run the ball and do the things we do down there, that was huge. And also at the very end, not having to punt. You know, did not want to punt, did not want to take a safety. You know, score-wise, we couldn't do that. And, shoot, our guys found a way to get the first down, so it's pretty good. I thought Devin did a great job. I think both those guys did. And I think that, you know, that's what you have to do. It calls, I don't know what he rushed for, I'm not sure. I think, you know, it says Kendall's rushed for 28 and Devin, I think, got 51. But there were some big carries there, you know, that were really important. So it's good. I think they're tired. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.